In the heart of the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge near Lawton lies the Holy City of the Wichitas, an area that replicates Israel during biblical times and is home to what organizers say is the longest continuously running Easter Passion Play in North America. Caitlin Howard has more on the Holy City's history and its struggles to stay afloat in recent years.
One afternoon in March, as I rode through the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge, a tall figure in the distance caught my eye, a white marble statue of Christ on a hill. The statue is located at the Holy City of the Wichitas, where the annual Prince of Peace Easter pageant takes place, telling the story of the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. When I arrived at the Holy City as the sun set behind the mountains, volunteers from across Oklahoma gathered as cast member Jonna Rhodes said a prayer before the nighttime rehearsal for the upcoming pageant. She's one of many cast and crew who've participated in the pageant for decades alongside family members.
Father, it's with a grateful heart that we stand before you tonight and rehearse the greatest story ever told. Father, please guide and protect us and bring us back next week for a wonderful performance. In your name we pray. Amen.
The pageant begins with trumpets sounding from Pilate's Court, one of the many permanent buildings and facades on the 66 acres of the Holy City that resembles ancient Jerusalem. The actors play multiple characters throughout the 3-plus-hour pageant, changing costumes and moving hundreds of yards through the pitch black to get from scene to scene. People in a control room voice the lines over a speaker as the actors gesture to the words.
Hear the proclamation of Caesar. All Jews must return to their native towns to be registered and taxed. Failure to obey is death.
When the pageant actually takes place, about 3,000 attendees are expected to watch on a hill across from the giant natural amphitheater. In 2019, the Holy City was added to the National Register of Historic Places. But the first Easter pageant took place a few miles away in 1926 at Medicine Park, when the Reverend Anthony Mark Wallach, an Austrian immigrant and Lawton pastor, took his Sunday school class up a mountain on Easter to portray a resurrection scene as a violinist played. In the years following, Wallach added more scenes, music, and props, drawing a larger crowd each year. By the mid-30s, the pageant had outgrown its location at Medicine Park. Word of the Easter pageant made its way to President Franklin Roosevelt, who granted a use permit for the pageant to be moved into the Wichita Mountains Wildlife Refuge. The Depression-era Works Progress Administration was tasked with constructing the stone-covered buildings and facades that would provide the setting. By then, more than 100,000 people would come to watch the pageant, which started at 2 a.m., allowing Jesus' resurrection scene to take place at sunrise. Jonna Rhodes, whose late mother wrote a book about the Holy City, says there were up to 3,000 cast members then, leading to the sewing department running out of fabric, which was in short supply due to the Depression. She says people at the Holy City found an alternative.
The KKK loaned their white robes to the Holy City, and they turned them wrong side out, so that the KKK emblem was not showing, and that's what the angels wore.
The Easter pageant eventually caught the attention of a Hollywood film company in the late 40s, and a movie was produced.
This is the town of Lawton in southern Oklahoma, nearly all of whose citizens take some part in the Wichita Mountain Easter pageant.
Who art thou, heavenly messenger?
I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God.
The producers disliked the Oklahoma accents and redubbed the voices. Rhodes says the Holy City never received a penny for the movie. Decades later, James Britt, with the Wichita Mountains Easter Sunrise Service Association, says money continues to be a struggle for the Holy City, since it depends only on donations, grants, and gift shop sales. The financial situation worsened last year when the free pageant was canceled due to COVID-19 and instead took place in October, leading to a significant drop in attendance.
At the end of the pageant in October, effectively, the treasurer said, we can't pay the bills. We got $2.97 in the general account. The Holy City was going to have to shut down if we couldn't find some funds. People made it possible for us to present the greatest story ever told to you this Easter because of the donations and the love that people have for the Holy City.
The 96th annual Prince of Peace Easter pageant takes place Saturday. I'm Caitlin Howard.